Bright Futures, A Lou Finesca Mystery, by Stuart M. Kaminsky, narrated by Michael McConaughey.
Prologue. 12,000 years before I drove my dying car into the parking lot of the Dairy Queen on 301 in Sarasota, saber-toothed tigers, mastodons, giant armadillos, and camels roamed what are now the high-end malls that house Saks, Neiman Marcus, Lord & Taylor, and 20-screen movie theaters. The land that is now the Florida Keys was part of a single landmass double the size of the present state. People who inhabited Florida 1,200 centuries ago were hunters and gatherers who lived on nuts, plants, small animals, and shellfish. There was a steady, clean water supply, good stones on the ground for tool making, and more firewood than they needed. Complex cultures developed with temple mounds and villages. These villages traded with each other and developed cultivated agriculture. As ocean waters wore away land, the peninsula shrank. Juan Ponce de Leon landed in 1513 in what became St. Augustine. He called the area La Florida, in honor of Pacua Florida, the Feast of Flowers. In 1539, Hernando de Soto arrived, and a short time later, in quick succession, came settlers, slaves, and hurricanes. The natives were gone, though remnants of natives and runaway slaves created the Seminole tribes. By this time, the peninsula had already long since shrunk to its present size. Soon came the railroads, the airplanes, and the almost endless stream of cars on I-75 and I-95, carrying snowbird Canadians and retirees from Illinois, Minnesota, New York, Michigan, and even California. The few remaining...